We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
From Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Nothing better than the feeling after a win. And in some ways, there's nothing better than regrouping after a loss.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Well, I mean, the old saying obviously is, you know, great pitching beats, you know, good hitting every day. We like our pitching too.
Big 12 This Week is presented by On Location, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Hey, welcome into the program. It's been 10 years since TCU and West Virginia joined the Big 12. Those teams will be featured along with Oklahoma as I continue our preseason preview. On this Big 12 This Week program, we'll talk to Tony Caridi, voice of the Mountaineers, Chris Plank, sideline reporter for the Sooners, and we'll get to Brian Estridge, the voice of the Horned Frogs, in just a bit. He'll be our first guest. I read this interesting stat from the Associated Press. Of the 12 teams that have changed or moved into power leagues in the past decade, only Texas A&M in the SEC and Pittsburgh in the ACC have better conference records than TCU. And in the Big 12, only Oklahoma has more league wins than TCU since 2014. An impressive stat. We'll talk more about that with Brian Estridge next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back on Big 12 this week. You can catch the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. I'm Bill Pollack, and we're previewing 3 teams here on Big 12 this week. 2 of them, the newbies, but they're entering their 10th year, as we talked about. West Virginia, we'll talk with Tony Caridi in just a little while. But now we bring in Brian Estridge on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, voice of the TCU Horned Frogs. Brian, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back on. Long time no talk.
Yeah, I know. Always a pleasure, Bill. Good to see you. I'm glad we're all back together, man. That's the other thing is, you know, it's fun to see smiling faces again, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There should be some smiling faces this year for TCU football. I know last season was a challenge for every football team through the pandemic. But head coach Gary Patterson even admitted that it took a toll on him. How different has fall camp felt this year?
You know, I think the energy level is a big thing, Bill. And I'm talking about from coaches, from players, from staff, from fans. I mean, you just see that there is a sense of hope. And I think that's what everybody wanted. And now that we're, you know, it does feel like we're going to be able to pull this off. Let's keep our fingers crossed that things are going to go well here in the early weeks. And I just think that, I just think that there's a renewed energy. Everyone's a little lighter in their step. I think they're thankful. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, sometimes you don't appreciate things until they're taken away from you. And I think not having football as we know it. Now, we had football last year, but it wasn't as we know it. I think that that has a lot to do with how this program is reacting right now and ready to hit the ground run.
Quarterback Max Duggan, he had a heart issue that was addressed. How's he doing this fall after having a full offseason?
I think he's been great. I really do, Bill. I think he's a guy that has really emerged as the program leader. You know, I think his I'll give you an example. He's been a guy that hasn't chased any NIL deals. He's focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's on football. And I think it's really rubbed off in how he's played here in fall camp, how the scrimmages have gone leading into the season. I think just having him around, you know, we didn't have that benefit last year. And just having him around during fall camp has brought a sense of calm to the program and to the offense. And I think because of that, they're so much further along than they have been.
We're talking with Brian Estridge, the voice of the TCU Horned Frogs, here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. I know a couple of years ago I had you on the show and I told you, but there was just something about Max that I really liked. And he was green and he was a freshman at the time. But, well, he enters his junior year now. And the numbers, I mean, close to 5,000 yards of total offense. But what I look at from year to year, what sticks out to me, touchdowns and completion percentage up, interceptions down.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things about him that stick out too, Bill. And one of the things that, you know, people always talk about, okay, it's time for, and you've heard guys say this, but it's time for Max to take that next step. Okay, what's the next step? Is it a baby step or is it a giant leap for mankind? to me, Max is at a point where these are baby steps. These are getting the ball out on time a little better. These are thinking throw before pass a little bit more. These are, you know, checking down to, you know, an ancillary receiver, those sorts of things, making sure you get your team in the right play. I think that to me is the biggest thing. So I'm not too concerned about that. I'll be honest with you. I think that the improvement that we will see from last year to this year from Max Duggan will be tremendous.
What's coming at the skills position? How do things look there?
That's where they're loaded. Wide receiver, running back. I mean, those are both areas where they have, you know, really loaded up. I mean, you know, you lose Darwin Barlow to Southern Cal and you don't, and it's hard to even notice that he's not there, because you got so many running backs back. DeMarque Foster has come back big. Kendre Miller is really powerful at running back. Zach Evans has been the feature guy and a guy who was a five-star player who you expected to be that and a guy who, you know, was on the Dean's list. And then you got Amari DiMicardo, who feels like he's been here for 15 years, who's a reliable back out of the backfield. So you couple that, I think, with a bunch of guys at wideout who are athletic and go get the football, and it bodes well for Max Duggan.
8 returning starters on defense. I read the Frogs have to replace a couple of all Big 12 picks, linebacker Garrett Wallow and safety Trayvon Morig. Those are key positions. Who will have to step up?
You know, I think there's a couple of things that are going to happen on that defense. I think the biggest thing to me is going to be on that defensive front. And I think that defensive front makes those linebackers better. D. Winters returns, obviously, at linebacker. And I think he's going to be exceptional. He's gotten bigger. He's faster. But this D-line is deeper than it's been, Bill. And the other thing about them is they're athletic and they're big. And there had been a time, you know, one of the things that Gary Patterson's really good about is bringing another man in the box so you don't get road graded in the run game like Oklahoma can tend to do against folks. But we were always undersized, I felt like, a little bit against that Oklahoma offensive line. I'm not so sure that's the case this year. I think they're bigger, they're stronger up front, there's more bulk to them. You got outstanding defensive ends that they can go really 6 deep at defensive end. I just think the depth along that defensive front is going to protect those guys on the back end. D. Winters is going to have a good year. Trey Hodges Tomlinson at corner is going to have a good year. Noah Daniels at safety is going to have a good year, but the guys up front are going to be the ones that make them better.
Brian Estridge is the voice of TCU Athletics. He joins us here on Big 12 this week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Time for our Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, ticketsforless.com. For TCU, the Big 12 opener at home against Texas. I'm sure, given the news over the summer, this one will be extra special for Frogs fans.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, Yeah, I don't think there's any, I think it's going to be extra special for everybody in the league. You know, I'm anxious to see if the athletic director from Texas makes the trip. You know, former AD at Fort Worth. They're going to be a lot on the line this year. And I think you can say that really about every game, Bill, because the way the league is right now, what's the Big 12 got to do? The Big 12's got to go out and win. They got to go out and win. So that's going to put more and more pressure on these coaches every week. They got to produce. It's on them at this point. You know, if we want to, you know, keep things moving forward with the Big 12, that's what's got to happen. And so, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of emotion. I think there's going to be a lot of intensity. And I think that's a good thing for college football. I'm anxious to see it happen. I'm anxious to see, you know, Amon Carter Stadium purple for the first 4 weeks of the year. And that's a benefit that they have, not having to leave Fort Worth. So that I think that, you know, and it culminates with that game against Texas, as you mentioned, open a Big 12.
Texas leads the overall series, but TCU has won 6 of the last 7 in this series, including last year's 33-31 thriller. 10 years in the league, getting ready to start 10 years. TCU is 7 games over 500 in Big 12 play through the first 9 seasons, 4-1 in bowl games. Gary Patterson has been a consistent winner at TCU. Now, the last 3 years, he's been just a game over 500. Is the fan base content? Is there a sense of restlessness? What do you gather?
Oh, I don't think there's restlessness. I think there's a lot of equity built there. I mean, you look at 20 plus years of success here at TCU, the best 2 decades this program's ever experienced. You know, the fact that he graduates players, the fact that his teams handle themselves the correct way. I think all of that adds up. Let's face it, the competition's been pretty dang good too. This is going to be a good team though. And you have to adapt and you have to change. And that's what I think TCU has had to do a couple of times in the Big 12. And I think they've shown the ability to do that. And I think this year will be an example of it. So, yeah, I mean, listen, like every fan base, Bill, the TCU fan base wants to win. And this year will be no different. They're going to want to win. But they also know that Gary Patterson is a really good fit here at TCU, and there's more to it than just football in Fort Worth. And fortunately for them, they get to experience success in really all phases of it.
Brian Estridge, the voice of TCU, joining us as we preview each of the Big 12 teams. Hey, great talking with you. We'll catch up with you during the season. Enjoy the rest of your summer. It kicks off here pretty soon. Yeah,
it sure does. Bill, always good to see you, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. We've got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
We're back on Big 12 this week. If you missed the show on one of our great radio stations across the footprint of the Big 12, well, don't fret. You can always check us out on Sirius XM Channel 375. That is Thursday, 7 Eastern, on the Big 12 channel. And now it's time to talk about the Oklahoma Sooners. They've won 6 straight Big 12 championships, trying to make it a 7th. It's going to be tough. This is a very tough season coming up. Joining us is Chris Plank from the Sooner Radio Network on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Hey, Chris, thanks for coming on the show. Always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate being on the show, man. Love talking Big 12.
Well, it's safe to say after the news this summer, the target has always been on the back of the Sooners, but perhaps the bullseye got a little bigger.
I think that's a fair way to put it. It never is an easy road for Oklahoma and Texas on the road, but you can't help but, you know, think that that bullseye just got a little bit larger. There's, I just had done an interview with one of my buddies for his website, and it's been, I was just rereading over it today. He had sent it to me before he posted it, and you know, you don't want to say anything mad, but Oklahoma State has always kind of lived with this, you know, we're not little brother. We don't need you. And then Oklahoma goes and creates this partnership with Texas and ends up in the SEC. And suddenly it's become very combative, Bill. It's not been pretty on social media. But we kick the games off in, you know, less, I guess, depending on when this airs, as we're sitting here taping, this is what, a couple of days until week 0, and then, you know, less than a week until a full slate of Big 12 games get going once we get to Saturday. So it's here. And yeah, that target is squarely on the back of Oklahoma and Texas. Absolutely.
Yeah. And not that 6 straight conference championships wouldn't have done that anyway for
very
the Sooners.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
How has the coaching staff and the players handled that talk? I mean, I'm sure they're getting hounded with questions.
Sure. Well, I think they've handled it by what Lincoln did in his first press conference. Lincoln basically came out in his first press conference and said, hey, I'm a, I'm talking about this now, and then we're not talking about it again. And we're going to focus on the season. So he came out in that first press conference, his first media day presser after it was all official. And they went in depth on what it means. And as you might imagine, it's very much in the future. So this team has taken the mindset of there's a time to talk about it. And that time is whenever Oklahoma ends up in the in the SEC. For now, they're very much focused on this team because, you know, as we tape this, I just got done talking to a few assistant coaches. They're very, very confident about where they are and the team they can be this year. They feel good.
Chris Plank is joining us from the Sooner Radio Network on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Redshirt sophomore running back Marcus Major ruled ineligible. That came from SI staff writer John Hoover. He first reported that. I know they expected big things out of him. What impact does that have on the run game? Who steps up? Who gets the majority of carries or picks up the slack?
Well, you know, Marcus Major has been a great mystery over the last couple of years because when, you know, he's entering, I believe, his third season at Oklahoma. And, you know, 3 years ago, he was the hit of camp. Now, he was the guy that in camp leading up to the start of the season, you'd get all this positive buzz about. And sure, maybe part of that, Bill, is that he's an Oklahoma guy. And, you know, as an Oklahoma guy, you know, everyone knows you. They followed you. They watched you in high school. They watched what you developed into and what you became. So maybe part of that is because he was someone that people were so familiar with. I don't know. But it never really materialized from that buzz that he had created in practice and away from the game on the field. Now, he had a big game this last year in the Cotton Bowl. And a lot of people thought, there you go. The light switch is flipped on, however you want to phrase it. And he had an opportunity too, because let's face it, heading into this season, running back depth was a major issue. I mean, let's go back to what it could have been after the Cotton Bowl. You know, after the Cotton Bowl, you have a situation where Ramondre Stevenson turns pro, right? So you lose one body in that room. So after Ramondre turns pro, you end up with, you know, two guys in that backfield that are no longer with the team, and Seth McGowan and Mikey Henderson, because of issues that had nothing to do with football. Then you add into the fact that the guy who was the star against Texas, TJ Pledger, he transferred to, I believe, Utah. So you went into basically the first part of the offseason with one guy in that room who had carried the football during any play, and that was Marcus Major. But, you know, he was probably still third in line, I think. And that's not to minimize his loss, because trust me, it sucks not having Marcus Major. But Kennedy Brooks opted back in. This is a guy that averaged 7.5 yards per carry. When Kennedy Brooks opted back in, it also, you know, they went out and they got a transfer in Eric Gray. Then they got Eric Gray comes from Tennessee. He got it in time to wow fans at the spring game. So he did well. And Trey Bradford is another kid that transferred in from LSU. So they went from really having a depth issue to kind of rallying things to the reemergence of Kennedy Brooks, right? And feel pretty good about it. But this hurts. Don't get me wrong. It hurts to lose him. We'll see if one of these young guys that maybe haven't had an opportunity, like a Todd Hudson, get a chance to step up and have a good season.
You get transfers to come in. This might be Lincoln Riley's greatest pulling the rabbit out of his hat. If this position group really comes into their own.
And look around the team too. I mean, that Robert Congle's a guy that's in the mix to potentially start at center. He's an Arizona transfer, started his career at A&M. Wanya Morris is, you know, depending on what it looks like for him to start this season. Many think the Tennessee transfer is the starter at left tackle. We just talked about Eric Gray at running back. Mike Woods is a receiver from Arkansas who's got a chance to be a player for them in a very deep outside receiver room. And then Key Lawrence transfers in from Tennessee and might be in the mix to start at safety. So yeah, they've taken full advantage of the transfer portal this offseason, and they just added a transfer kicker from a punter from Arizona State who might have an opportunity to help them out.
All right, let's talk about Spencer Rattler. I mean, with the job that he did last year was nothing short of amazing. I thought his poise and just the way he carried himself, and you know, there was some adversity, but he made it through that. What's he going to improve on this year, now with a full year under his belt?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, you see everything this young man has done, and you realize that he has never truly had a full off season in Norman. Now, let me explain. He came in, and when I say in Norman, I mean within the program, in Benny Wiley's strength and conditioning program, in Lincoln Riley's quarterback room the whole offseason. This is the first time that he's had an opportunity to do that. And it's been really fun to hear about his growth. His first year, he came in as school started. He didn't come in early. And by the time he got in, you know, they were grooming Jalen Hurts to figure out the offense and make sure he was where he needed to be. Number two, you know, last year COVID hits, so everything is shut down. So, Bill, this has been the first true off season that Spencer Rattler has had with Lincoln Riley. And all of the early results are nothing short of exciting for Oklahoma Sooner fans, because it appears as if he is just, he's really, pardon the pun, taking the ball and run with it as it pertains to, you know, where he needs to improve and where he needs to get better.
Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. There seems to be continued growth under coordinator Alex Grinch. Just talk about that side of the ball for a bit.
Well, you know, Alex Grinch is entering his third year now, so it's no longer, you know, implementing a defensive plan. It's no longer, here's how we want things to be done. It's now, you know how it's supposed to be done. You know, takeaways equal wins, you know, all that. So I find it fascinating to just see how quickly they've been able to, and I'm not here to tell you that they are where they want to be. I don't think any coach is ever where he wants to be, unless they finish undefeated and shut out every single opponent. They might still have something they don't like if that happens, but you know, he has definitely implemented this mindset. It's speed D, and the whole, you play with a reckless abandon and you go get the football. And they've got a bunch of guys who have not only bought into it, but now they're deep. They want to play 22 guys, right? And I know you can't do that at one time, but it's not just 11 guys and then maybe a few fill-ins. They want to rotate. They want you to be at your freshest at the end of the game, at the end of a season. So the crazy thing, Bill, is when they came in and their idea was we want 22 guys, they maybe had 10, you know, that they felt really good with. But they've done an amazing job in recruiting and in changing the mindset. And it all, for me, you know, it starts up front. They've got a very deep defensive line room. They've got dudes that are going to play on Sunday in Perrion Winfrey and Isaiah Thomas and in Nick Benito. So they've consistently, and they've constantly done a great job, I think, of hammering home this mindset of speed D and what it's all about. And then going out and getting players that fit what he wants to do.
I hate to jump all the way to the end of the season, Chris, but hosting Iowa State on November 20th, where Big 12 title game implications could come into play, and then Bedlam with Oklahoma State. Boy, oh boy. I mean, this could be – each of those games they get played now in Bedlam, no matter how many there are, it's just going to take on bigger significance. The end of the season for Oklahoma is going to be incredible.
No, it's brutal, right? I mean, it really is. And your hope is that you don't stub your toe along the way. Your hope is that it continues to grow. It continues to grow, that they end up undefeated by that point. But yeah, you know, listen, long before anything happened with this conference conversation, you looked at that Oklahoma schedule and you realize that stretch down the end of the season is going to be fascinating, because, you know, that – every trip to Waco has been a challenge, right? Oklahoma has not lost to Baylor in their new stadium, but every game, even whenever Matt Rhule had, what, a one-win team, you went down there and Baylor's trying to recover an onside kick to potentially tie the game. at the end. So, you know, you mentioned Iowa State and Oklahoma State, a wild two-game stretch to finish the season, but then throw a trip to Waco right before that. The entire month of November is just bananas for Oklahoma. Then you circle that October 2nd game. You got to go to Manhattan, and Lincoln Riley owes one or two to Chris Klieman right now. So, yeah, the schedule makers didn't do OU any favors in November at all, did they?
No, absolutely not. Our Can't Miss Games of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Chris, let's take a quick break. Then we come back, and I want to talk about this alliance with three of the conferences, how that could affect Oklahoma, what happens to the Big 12. I just want to get your thoughts. Where can people find you? Because you're all over the place.
Well, I would encourage everyone to check us out on Twitter, at OU on the Air. That's our official Twitter account for the radio network. And please go subscribe to our podcast. It's much like Bill's and that, you know, and in fact, your pod is available on our feed at Soonersports.com/podcast. It's fun. It's exciting. It's informative. And I think everyone would truly enjoy it. But give us a follow at OU on the Air. You'll truly dig it.
Chris Plank from the Sooner Radio Network. We'll be back with more after this on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
We'll be right back.
We're back on Big 12 this week. You heard Chris talking about our show as a podcast. You can go to Soonersports.com. You can also go to Big12Sports.com. Wherever you subscribe to podcast, search for Big 12 this week. So, Chris, this alliance between the Big 10, ACC, Pac-12, I'm trying to sort this out in my head. You know, they talk about scheduling. What does this do for... We don't know what's going to happen with, you know, the Big 12 teams, but, you know, they're going to stay intact. Let's say they stay intact. The SEC, sure. Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC. What does that do in terms of their scheduling? Does that, are they trying to weaken those non-conference schedules for those other conferences that aren't a part of their alliance?
Bill, I say this with peace and love. This idea of the alliance is one of the most confusing and ridiculous things I've ever seen. It just... It's almost as if I had this analogy that was sent to me today by one of my buddies that works in athletics. It's not at Oklahoma. It's not at Oklahoma State. It's not anywhere in the Big 12. But he texted me and he said, the alliance is like this. You don't know what party you are going to. You just want to make sure you have friends with you. And once you get to that party, y'all are still on your own. That's how I would describe the alliance. You know, it's you almost feel like you had to do something and now they come together and this is what they're doing. I don't get it. I think that there is some concern about the SEC getting too big.
Yeah, really interesting. we've got great football coming up this season. This 9-team round robin schedule, I love it. It's so competitive. You know, outside of Kansas, you know, you're looking at teams that can knock someone off on any given week.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's what's fun to me. And I think with Tyler Shuck at Texas Tech, that's a big time, you know, possibility. I think with everything that seems to be happening right now at Kansas State with Deuce Vaughn and Skylar Thompson, they're good. Dave Aranda, you know, they named Gary Bohannon their starting quarterback. So I've always been a big fan of his. And then you stop and you loop back around to Oklahoma State, who usually is most dangerous when there's not a lot of preseason hype around them. So, you know, count me among those who is truly excited about what this conference is going to look like on the field in 2021. It's going to be incredibly competitive. It's going to be awesome to watch.
Chris Plank from the Sooner Radio Network, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you, bud. Have a great day.
All right. We got more coming up from the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is almost here, and it's not too early to start making plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
And we're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack, along with Tony Caridi, the voice of the West Virginia Mountaineers, as we continue our previews of each of the Big 12 football teams, just a little more than a week away from getting things started. Tony, glad to have you on the show. Great to talk to you again.
Good to be with you, Bill. Here we go. Another season quickly approaches.
Yeah, I know people in West Virginia have to be excited about the fact that they'll be able to get into the stadium. We'll keep our fingers crossed that nothing flares up with this Delta variant, but a very passionate fan base. And what will it be like to have full stadiums again?
It'll be fantastic. We have really two games before we get into what would be perceived to be a really fun home game. So we open the season at Maryland, and that'll be a big crowd because a lot of Mountaineer fans will make that trip there, always have through the years. Long Island week two, and then a sold-out game against Virginia Tech here, a longtime rival, on week three. So as you said, hopefully the COVID situation doesn't make a massive change in plans, but as of right now, the stadium should be would be filled for that game.
Yeah. Hey, talk a little bit about that rivalry with Virginia Tech over the years.
Well, West Virginia, based upon its geographic location, borders a bunch of states, and to the south, obviously, is Virginia. And for our southern fans, they, you know, oftentimes would consider the Virginia Tech rivalry just as important, or perhaps bigger for some way down there, bigger than the Pitt game, believe it or not. Mm. And so it's a great rivalry. It, you know, it really had its golden era when both Don Nealon of West Virginia and Frank Beamer of Virginia Tech had their programs playing at an extremely high level. And each and every year, we had great, great games with those guys. You win some, you lose some, and that's what makes a rivalry. And so I think our fans are thrilled that we'll be playing these guys coming up here shortly.
Yeah. Tony Caridi, voice of the West Virginia Mountaineers, joining us on Big 12 This Week. I know we wanted to talk about the football team, but this kind of interests me, and I had mentioned this earlier in the show about this being the 10th year now for West Virginia and TCU in the Big 12 Conference. Is there a particular school for West Virginia in the Big 12 that has formed a nice football rivalry?
Great question. And that was always a question that we had going into this.
Yeah.
I think early on, if you remember, Bill, we inherited Missouri's schedule. And for whatever reason, the closest school to West Virginia is Iowa State. And we played those guys like Thanksgiving time when you normally would play your big rival. But we kind of, you know, we kind of smiled about that. Said, "Hey, I don't feel it." I think obviously, Texas. We've had some really good games with Texas. Things have gotten, you know, pretty good there. If you held a gun to my head, I'd probably say Texas is one that our fans really enjoy playing.
Yeah, that's good. All right, well, let's talk about the team and head coach Neil Brown, who preached patience with his program. And in his first 2 years, he's gone 11-11, and we all knew that it would take time. Things from the outside look like they're trending in the right direction for continued improvement.
Correct perception. I think that this will be his best team. He inherited a lot of issues. He inherited a roster that was not where it needed to be to compete in the Big 12 Conference. Last year got better and finished up 6-4 and won the Liberty Bowl. This year, I don't know, Bill, what the wins and the losses eventually will lead to, but it will be a better football team. The recruiting that they've done over the last couple of years now is starting to fill those gaps that were really evident in his first year. And I think that it'll be a good team. So what that translates into remains to be seen. As you well know, injuries are going to happen. Turnovers are going to happen. And you just don't know until you run the thing through. But I think they'll be a really solid team.
Yeah. I was listening to Coach Brown, and he said that, you know, he feels like he has a nice mix of veterans, guys that have been with him for a while, kind of get what he's doing. And then he's got some young guys that come in that are hungry, and it's the guys that he and his staff have been able to recruit. So, yeah, it's certainly there has to be some patience. Do you sense it all from the fan base that they're growing in patience, or do they understand that this is longer than a three-year deal to get this turned around?
I don't generally. I mean, you're always going to find fanatics on both ends of the spectrum, but I think that the program and the staff did a really good job when they instituted a motto when they got here, and that is trust the climb. So they pounded that, trust the climb. In other words, we got it. We know what we're doing. Just be patient. And I think that was the best way to do it. And so when exactly that comes to fruition remains to be seen. But I think people understand where we were. And I do think, you know, they're encouraged about this coming season. They're encouraged about where recruiting is right now. We've got a top 20 class that will sign in December. And I think that they're encouraged about, to be quite honest with you, even next year, because we'll return, you know, a ton of these guys on next season's team, including, if you wanted to, the entire offensive line, which was the weakest unit that Neil inherited 3 years ago. So I don't sense any, you know, general tension that folks are getting restless yet. But I do think, you know, a nice season this year would go a long way.
Yeah, Tony Caridi, the voice of the West Virginia Mountaineers, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. You talked about the run game, the offensive line, a few guys left, trying to put that together. And then with Letty Brown, who is starting to, you know, really shine for this team, the run game should really improve. And that can obviously help the overall offense. I mean, no matter what type of offensive set you have, or how pass-happy teams can get, or whatever, it seems like it always goes back to the run game. If you have a strong run game, you're going to be successful.
1,000% with you. And in Neil's first year, just to show you how bad things were, Letty Brown was the leading rusher, and he went for under 400 yards, which is unheard of here, because through the years, West Virginia has produced just almost on an annual basis for a long time, 1,000-yard backs. Last year, we saw the sign of the improvement. He went for over 1,000 yards. And this year, he's back. And so you would expect, hope, that he can do that again. So I think that's one of those markers, Bill, that shows you where they've been and where they're coming.
What else offensively? Skill players around Jared Daigie. What do things look like?
Daigie's had an exceptional offseason, body fat trimmed significantly, and has had a wonderful camp. Threw the ball well last year. If you remember, you take a look at several statistical categories in the conference. I was doing some notes last night. You know, he's two in this category. He was three in this category. He only threw four interceptions. So was really judicious with the ball. And that's a key again. They think he's had a great preseason. They think he's on the line to have a great year. The question, Bill, will become in large part, how has the receiving core matured? Last year, their youth showed, and we had some significant drops, and that really hurt this team. I was talking to Neil earlier today, and they chart everything, as you might imagine. And last year in preseason practice, their catch rate was mid 80%, and their goal is 90. And this year in preseason to this moment, it's at 92. So at least in practice, they have been better, and we'll have to see if that translates to game.
One more thing. Let's talk defensively. I think I saw this in an AP article that West Virginia's defense gave up the fewest points and yards in Big 12 play and a national low 160 yards per game. Wow. I didn't realize they were that good. I mean, you know, I'm trying to follow as much as I can, but that one kind of slipped under the radar for me. And when I just read that a few days, it's like, wow, they were really good.
Sneaky good.
Yeah.
They were, you know, they were better than anyone thought they would be in year one. We changed D coordinators year two, and Jordan Leslie took over. He had worked with Neil in the past, and they picked it up from where they were at Troy. And now in year three, you know, we've lost some significant players. I mean, Darius Stills is trying to make it with the Raiders. Tyke Smith was an All-American. He's transferred to Georgia. We've lost another corner that transferred out in Drayshon Miller. However, the transfer portal taketh, the transfer portal giveth. They've got some really interesting kids that they've been able to bring in. If you remember last year, Tony Fields was among the better linebackers in the league. He came from Arizona. When he came, he brought a teammate, safety by the name of Scotty Young. Scotty did not play last year, but he was a three-year guy and made big, big numbers at Arizona as part of their defense. So you plug him in this year. You also plug in a five-star recruit by the name of Lance Dixon, who transferred from Penn State. We also have a transfer who's played a ton from the University of Maine. He's a Canadian, much like our Alonzo Adai, who gained some honors last year. So it seems, at least on paper again, that they were able to plug holes with quality off of the portal, even though they lost some unexpectedly. They think that they could be very good on defense.
It's going to be an interesting season to see how West Virginia does this year. I know you said, how does it translate into wins? I think for the rest of the conference, don't sleep on the Mountaineers. They may sneak up on you. Tony,
ahead. I'm just going to say, I think that's in this league, Bill, and sorry to interrupt, but I just think preseason poll was 1-2 with Oklahoma and Iowa State. I truly believe that after that, so many of these games are going to be incredibly balanced, equal matchups, and it'll just come down, you know, to that that fumble, that pick, that missed field goal, that special teams return. I do think we're in store in the league as a whole. Some really good games.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. I agree with you. Tony Caridi, voice of the Mountaineers, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Always good to talk with you, buddy. You stay well.
All right, thank you. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.